Hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast. It's your favorite power and energy guru, Professor Valli Pagliacci, here once again. And I'm excited to share insights from the recent Sustainable Infrastructure Development Symposium, South Africa, known as SITSA 2025, that was held from 25 May to 27 May 2025 in Cape Town. The conference proved to be a pivotal moment with key addresses and discussions that will shape our nation's infrastructure landscape. President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered a compelling address that resonated with open urgency. He emphasized the transformative potential of infrastructure development in South Africa, stating that it is not just a basic need, but the backbone of our economic growth and social progress. The president pointed out that infrastructure serves as the flywheel of our economy, essential for creating jobs and fostering stability. He highlighted the release of the second edition of the construction book, showing 250 construction projects valued at over 238 billion rand. This is a record for public investment and signals a significant move away from the prolonged decline in infrastructure funding we've witnessed in recent years, especially post-COVID. The president's call for 4 trillion rand in investment from the private sector is especially bold. He mentioned that government alone cannot meet South Africa's vast infrastructure needs, which necessitates mobilizing private capital along domestic and international investments. This collaborative approach aims to ensure that our country can effectively respond to its infrastructure challenges. Then we heard from Minister Dean McPherson, the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. He reiterated the urgency of accelerating project delivery and focused on enhancing the capacity to implement public-private partnerships. Minister McPherson's announcement of committing over 600 million rand to prepare strategic infrastructure projects shows a hands-on approach to resolving the bottlenecks we faced in the past due to weak planning and compliance issues. Moving on to energy discussions, the Minister of Electricity and Energy, Dr. Ramakopa, provided critical insights into the energy transition we are currently undergoing. His emphasis on energy additionality, ensuring that any transition to renewable sources involves constructing new systems that provides tangible benefits, highlights a key component often overlooked in the debate. He shared a cautionary tale regarding the town of Komati, illustrating the tragic consequences of transitioning away from fossil fuels without viable alternatives in place. This underlines the importance of a carefully managed transition that prioritizes social equity alongside environmental sustainability. Dr. Ramakopa's introduction of the energy quadrilemma expands on the traditional energy trilemma by adding social equity as a fourth component, which is crucial for South Africa's unique context. The quadrilemma includes sustainability, energy security, affordability, and importantly, social equity. This broader framework encourages holistic policies that balance the economic, environmental, and social implications of our energy choices. He argued for the responsible use of fossil fuels such as coal, gas, and nuclear power, emphasizing that such use must not increase overall greenhouse gas emissions. With existing technologies available to mitigate pollutants like SOx and NOx, there is a clear pathway to maximize benefits whilst minimizing harm to public health. In summary, the SITSA 2025 conference was not just a gathering of leaders, it was a forum for strategic dialogue that paves the way for an inclusive, sustainable future. The messages from President Ramaphosa, Minister McPherson, and Minister Dr. Ramakopa serve as a rallying call for collective action. We must embrace our responsibilities as a nation to ensure that we build not only robust infrastructure, but also a just and equitable energy future. Thank you for joining me today. Let's continue to engage in these important discussions as we navigate the challenges and the opportunities ahead. Stay tuned for more insights in future episodes.